For months, the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability has been investigating Maine's Department of Health and Human Services. The inquiry follows the deaths of two children at the hands of caregivers. They were Kendall Chick and Marissa Kennedy. This weekend, the Portland Press Herald's Eric Russell reported that caseworkers within the department feel restricted in their ability to help children. And he joins me now in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So you spoke with a number of caseworkers, DHHS caseworkers, on conditions of anonymity. Why the need to stay anonymous, and what common frustrations did they share?
You know, the reason we granted anonymity in this case, I mean, it's always a case-by-case basis. There are real reasons why these workers fear for their jobs and fear for their livelihood in that job. And I also think in this instance, they were able to provide internal emails and memos and documents that I think strengthened our reporting in a way that you sometimes don't get when you talk to anonymous sources. I think the biggest frustration I heard from most of them is that, you know, all of these changes are happening within their department, within their agency, ostensibly to make things better, and it's only gotten worse. And they just don't feel like their voice is being heard in all of these internal and external discussions.
In what ways do they find it getting worse?
I certainly think the deaths of Kendall Chick in December and Marissa Kennedy in February really sort of put a lot of pressure on the agency to make changes and to make more changes. Their concerns are that, you know, some of the new changes that have come since the deaths of these two young girls are not necessarily rooted in best practices, but are sort of knee-jerk reactions to the political and public pressure that we've seen.
This has meant a lot more work for some of these caseworkers. How does this get in the way of them doing their job as far as they're concerned?
They used to have this family plan, which is a document for families where children had been removed from care by a caseworker. And it used to be a 2 to 3 page document, and you'd go through it with family members and say, you know, these are the things you need to do, and then these are the steps. A very simple document. Now that's 10, 11, 12 pages. And so all of a sudden you've got caseworkers who are having to spend all this time on this paperwork. And they said it's so complicated that, you know, they don't even understand it. How are the families going to understand it? And so one of the caseworkers, and I think I used this quote in my story, said, you know, how are we serving children if we're sitting here at our desk doing paperwork? The other thing that's happening is, you know, there's an inflexibility that's come down with, you know, this mandate to be more investigatory rather than, you know, collaborative with the families. You know, when in doubt, take the kid out. But the problem with that is there aren't places for these kids to go. And what that's meant is more and more caseworkers are like staying in hotels with kids until they can find placement. And you got to stay 24 hours with a kid. It's got to be a 2-on-1. So all of these workers are staying in a hotel with a kid they just removed from a home after they had worked a, you know, 10, 12 hour day.
So bottom line, just what effect has this had on providing the care, the support to the children?
All of the caseworkers that I talked to said, you know, they want to work with children and they want to work with families. They are caseworkers. They're social workers. They're not police. They're not cops. They don't want to, you know, go in with necessarily a heavy hand and you know, take children out. They want to work with families. But because of the changes that have come down, particularly the more recent changes, they don't feel like they have that flexibility anymore. They feel like, as one caseworker said, you know, close the case outright or take the child away. And they just feel like that's not what they signed up for.
DHHS Commissioner Ricker Hamilton said that staffing wasn't an issue for the department. And then he said he'd hire 72 new employees. Work that out for me.
Even if they did add 75 new workers, you got to fill those positions. And everybody that I've talked to within the caseworker world say, you know, there are unfilled positions all the time and turnover all the time and retention's a problem. So they say, it sounded really great to have him say, we're going to add all these positions, but they don't really see that as something that's going to have an impact because they can't fill the positions they have now.
Portland Press Herald staff writer Eric Russell, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ed.
OPEGA, the state agency charged with government oversight, has yet to make public its findings regarding DHHS. Governor Paula Page says he'll propose legislation to address these issues, but those details have yet to be made public.